The first year I worked over here, and then that summer I was playing baseball, and I bumped into one of my friends who worked over in Person County Training School, and he saw me as we were warming up that day, and he called me over to the place, and he told me, he said, over to where he was sitting, he said, man, you had a good football team this year. And I said, yes, King, I said, we did real well. I said, Pillman left this and left that. He left some good kids there and the rest of the things. King said, well, say, let me tell you this. If Pillman might have left him there, so the one thing that you had to do, you know, and this kind of blew my mind because you're trying to get other people who have preceded you that particular building. King said, well, say, he might have left him there, so, but that one damn thing that you had to do. I said, well, that you had to organize and tell him what the hell to do. So I said, I guess you're right, Skinks. And people never think about that particular part. Sometimes, as my wife tells me, sometimes you always give other people credit for some of the things that you've done. Why don't you put your face there? I said, well, that's just one of those things. So then I think the last year that Coach did Skinks played football or something, it might not have been the last year. I think people beat him worse than I did. We played him and he just didn't have a good football team. We beat him something like 96-6. And somebody said, well, Brass, I'll say, I'm not going to ask you how you got 96 points on Skin. And so I want to ask you another question. I said, are you looking for what is he talking about? I said, okay, what is it then? He said, how in the hell does Skin get sick? So it's one of those things. I think Bob, I enjoyed it. I think when I was in 11th grade and we had a substitute teacher who was later became the basketball coach in North Carolina Central after McMillan left, and Floyd Brown, and we talked about physical education one day. That's when I made up my mind that I wanted to coach. I think I was in 11th grade that I wanted to be a coach. I realized that if I wanted to coach that, I was going to have to be a teacher. I just couldn't coach no other way. That was the way it went. And so I think by the 11th grade, I made up my mind. Coaching has been good to me. Working in the school system has been good to me. Never make that much money. But then you have a feeling sometimes for some of the things that you have done or some of the lives that you've touched. So I think it has been real good to me. I've enjoyed it. I have been placed in 3 Halls of Fame. I've coached in the All-Star Games with the black school. I've coached in All-Star Games with the white school. I've been president of the North Carolina Coaches Association. That's the mixed group. I've been president of the North Carolina High School Athletic Directors Association. That's the mixed group. I've been recognized by the National Federation, that's the National Scholastic Federation of High Schools for the whole nation, and I received a big citation for that. So coaching has been good to me. It really has been good to me.
I'll tell you what impresses me.
What's that?
If I may. But you spend as much time talking about the success of your players in life as in fact, more time talking about that than about your record. Hey, God, I think it speaks very highly of you as a human being.
Well, it goes back, Bob, to the point is, if it hadn't have been for you influencing some kids to do some things that you wanted them to do, you never would have had the success that you've had. So you've had to play a part in their particular lives in some kind of way. It's about like when I had a real good coaching staff at Hillside, black and white. They used to want to argue about various things, and I never would let them argue. See, you coach your position, and you talk about to your kids, but you leave his alone. I am the only one who's going to be talking to everybody. You got to be, you can't be that particular way, see, because I know what it'll lead to. It leads to friction among coaches, it leads to friction among kids. So I'm the one who's got to hold you together. Then they used to say, well, he's looking for a job, and he's looking for a job, and he's looking for a job. And my reply to that was, fine. I'm glad that all of you are looking for jobs, because wherever you go, part of me is going with you. Because some of the things that you learn from me, you're going to carry it with you. So I looked around one year, and basically, it happened. To all of the assistants that I had on my staff, all coaching teams of their own. Now that's a good feeling too, and you can sit up and say, "Well, I know what he's gonna do this time." So you can just read some of them about those things. But it's a great feeling. I have no what's the name about it. And another person that plays an important part in any coach's life is it takes a good woman, to be a coach's wife, a good woman, because you're going to be gone a great deal. See, and sometimes she has to be the one who has to bear the crown. Maybe my wife got, and my wife got one daughter. I have an older daughter who got one daughter. My job, when she was coming up, was to take her to school in the morning and carry her to Sunday school and church on Sunday with me. Because my wife spent nights, Sunday nights, Monday nights, Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, see, with her. So that was my job to do those things so we could build up a relationship to where Daddy was just as important to the family as Mama was. And we ate breakfast sometimes together, and we did some other things together, but that's the part. So it takes a good woman to be a volunteer coach.
I think that's a great place to end. Thank you so much for spending the time with me. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, and I hope that when you finish this, I get an opportunity to see it. And I'm quite sure if there's anything else, Bob, that I can do to direct you to some people who can want to talk about this particular thing, I'd be really glad to help you do it, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Appreciate it.